Here we go. There are many different types of dancers worldwide. But then, what type of dancers are there? What kind? There are many different types of dancers who express themselves openly internationally. But is that all? What about the ones who express themselves behind closed doors? Are they not considered dancers just because they hide their identity? Or is it because they are awkward and not perceived as cool like the rest? The ability to express yourself should not be limited to what others perceive. To them, it's the dance that makes them an individual who is different than others. It's a way of them releasing their stress without knowing they are bad at it. It does not matter if dancing is not your niche. Why let others define your ability when it is all up to you to decide your best? So what if you dance awkwardly? So what if you restrict yourself to the four walls you are most comfortable with? That does not mean you are less than a dancer. Who cares? Who gives a damn if you can't dance? It's you. You know yourself. You have pretty movement, so you think you can't dance? Your movement is stiff and awkward. Looking up to every YouTube video tutorial because you can't afford to be in a dance class that costs hundreds of dollars. There will always be people judging and dissing each other based on their personal judgment. Do not limit yourself to their judgment. Pick up your colored star and express yourself openly because you have the right to be real. Pick up your colored star and dance all you want for the love you have for it. Be the star that everyone knows now, just like how moonwalking is affiliated with Michael Jackson, belly dancing to Shakira, and even twerking to Nicki Minaj. Muster the courage. Be real to yourself and express yourself boldly. Again, so you think you can't dance? Remember, there is only one All-Star, and that can be you.